and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am your host, Sal. With me is your other host, Axel.
What's up, little man?
What's up, little dude? Oh, yeah, you're taller than me, so you can call me little man. I don't like that. What's up, Lizzie?
Sup?
Hey, I hear you have a guest in town.
Yes.
You and should introduce them.
What's and they're doing? Part of... I know this person.
You do?
I hope so. I'm in your house.
Fair.
You're in my house?
The call's coming from inside the house, Lizzie.
She's in the walls.
Imposter.
We have the wonderful Zoe Hinton here.
Yeah. Hi. Oh.
Now, you know, here, literally here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Drawing, or whatever that is.
Just right
here. Not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How are you? So we have a complete Star Wars Geek Girls.
Yeah.
Awesome. Star Wars Geek Girls in the house in the Rogue Rebels. Welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast studio. Help yourself to any snacks in the foyer. How are things? How are you loving Bad Batch so far?
Good.
Good. Bad Batch is great. I got to, because I had a long, long layover in Charlotte, so I got to hang out with Jonah and talk Bad Batch with her.
Oh, cool.
Not on a podcast, just talking.
Right on. On a human, what we used to call talking.
Ooh.
What your grandparents called hanging out.
Yes. No, Pearl, off the keyboard.
Cool.
Muted you guys for a second.
Well, that's good. We love Jonah over there at Geeky Bubble Podcast.
Yes.
As per usual.
You're a grandpa.
Oh, El Gato. Okay.
Dad, you're a grandpa. How do you feel about that?
I don't love it, but anyway.
Whatever.
We're moving on with Star Wars stuff. What Star Wars stuff have you been... Oh, you guys said you guys were playing Fortnite. Are you guys using all the Star Wars skins?
I was. We were using a mix of Star Wars and others. Like, I was Captain Marvel for a bit, too.
Cool.
I'm excited for the next week.
Yeah.
The new Star Wars.
They haven't revealed what it is yet, but they said their Star Wars are coming on May
3rd. Well, they said there's... And we know Chewie's one.
Oh, you already do know what they are?
Yeah, well, they posted Chewie, like the thing alluding that it would be Chewie.
That I didn't see.
And then there are rumors of a Death Trooper also.
Sick.
You know why I'd love Death Trooper.
Right. Axel wants the Death Trooper that has the like alternate skin of the Death Trooper Death Trooper.
Oh, yeah.
The ones on Peridia.
Oh, I hate those ones so much.
Never mind then.
No.
I thought you thought they were super cool.
No.
Okay.
Death Troopers are supposed to be Death Troopers.
Not Death Trooper Death Troopers.
Yeah, not more Dead Troopers.
Right.
Enoch is actually really cool. I hope he gets to be cool and not just a person that Ezra kills.
Right, fair enough. Well, no, I still hope Ezra kills him, but we'll get
to
that.
I hope they have 1v1.
You hope
they have,
like
a one-on-one.
Yeah.
What if they're
Which would end in Enoch's death.
They could be friends. Ezra makes a lot of friends.
That's true.
I thought Thrawn and Ezra could be friends.
Yeah. I didn't think so. They don't have a lot in common.
I thought, like, at one point, they would need each other to survive. But now that sounds really stupid.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound stupid.
But
I thought
that's
the same
cool,
thing.
Right? That's cool.
No, that's a good idea. But I feel like Thrawn wouldn't need Ezra to survive, but Ezra might need Thrawn to survive.
That sounds even better.
Like, when they took off, you know, presumably there's more people than just Thrawn aboard that ship. So wherever they get where they're going, Ezra's outnumbered. So I always kind of thought they either work together to survive or Ezra escapes and has to survive on his own.
I wish Luke cared.
About what?
About Ezra.
Okay, you're throwing a lot out right now. But we're not here talking about Luke or Ezra on this podcast.
We're talking about Bad Batch. Because
this is Bad Batch. And we're talking about Flash Strikes!
All of us are Bad Batches.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
When I was looking through Fortnite, I was looking at all the Star Wars skins,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed... You don't have the clone trooper favorited.
Oh, I don't?
Yeah, you had every single one favorited except for the regular clone trooper. And I was like, wow,
that's
some like...
Yeah. I don't like shinies.
But you literally put the stormtrooper.
No, I didn't. That one was already like in the Star Wars mix. That was when you guys made it for me.
Oh.
So I just didn't unfavorite him.
Speaking of stormtroopers, Sergeant Creel, he needs to be in live action because he is
live action Sergeant Creel.
Yeah, he is way too cool.
All right.
He's way
Give
too
us
cool.
live action Sergeant Creel, you cowards.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you know if I ever get an update on that. I got my Google alerts set up.
All right.
All right.
Boba isn't a bad guy.
What else we got? Hold on. Who, what?
Boba's not a bad guy.
Yeah, we talked about this.
No, because like, he says to Valance.
No, I understand your logic.
You know, I'll take my shot, you take yours. By the way, that time is right now. And he even tells him, try another line of work.
Yeah. But that's War of the Bounty Hunters talk.
Yeah.
That's on another podcast, actually.
That you didn't invite me to.
No, you were invited. You just didn't read the rest of the War of the Bounty Hunters.
Well, I only read the interesting part.
Well, you missed out then. Luckily, I have for you right here a War of the Bounty Hunters omnibus that's got everything all in order, man. You can
take
that.
We need to be talking about Bad Batch, man.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what I was saying 5 minutes ago before you started asking 17 questions.
All right, let's do Bad Batch.
All right, back to Bad Batch. Look, I've been corrected. Zoe, Lizzie, you guys like Bad Batch, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Everybody cool? Oh, I've done a thing. There we go. Yeah, Bad Batch is awesome so far. This is the last and final season. I am a little bit sad, but I also like when they wrap up stories as planned.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I had to watch it today. So Zoe and I technically watched it together, even though she watched it
before. Right. Still
yeah,
counts.
I woke up at 4 a.m. to watch it with my dad before my flight
yesterday. This, like... Nobody's going to care about this, but as a father, that makes me very, like, happy, sad cry. Because, like, that's, if I was him, the thing that I'm thinking is, like, hey, this is probably the last time we're going to wake up at 4 a.m. in a long time, at the very least, if we ever do it again, to watch Star Wars together. You know. I think that a lot. Like, we went to Disneyland the other day, and I thought this might be the last time we all get to go together again. Because you never know. Like, life goes on, and people move, and, like... It's all, you know, the kids have...
Mom doesn't like stuff.
Mom hates it sometimes. Actually, she had a fun time. Once you guys bounced out to do your... No, just kidding. We had a really good time this time, even though there were a little bit lines. And, you know, I was like, your mom was like, I'm so tired at the end. And I was like, okay, let's just stay for the fireworks. And then she like ran and got the fireworks on video and all this stuff. And then we're like running to leave the park so we can get in the car and fight traffic. And then she's like, Rise of the Resistance is 30 minutes. Let's go. And we were like, but you said you were so tired. And she was like, let's go. And we were like, Rise of the Resistance. I mean, I guess speaking a little bit. No, you know what? I think I'm going to save that. Lizzie, do you want to do a special Season of the Force episode this month?
Force episode?
Like, basically Season of the Force, which is all the stuff happening, all the new stuff in Batuu right now.
Oh, yes.
You and me can talk that, but I'm going to make you read Halcyon Legacy so we can work that in there.
Okay.
I don't know how much you're going to love it, but there's one issue that I think you will love.
You have not sent me the videos of that day.
Oh, I didn't know. I was supposed to.
Well, I was trying to make a video, and then I was like, wait, none of the videos are on my phone. Mm-hmm. It's all on your phone.
That's fair. And I remember you shooting videos on my phone and saying, I'm going to use these. So, yeah, I suppose I should have sent you stuff. Okay. I'll get right to work on that. I'm right on top of it, Rose. Sweet. So I guess we should talk about Bad Batch eventually, right? Anything else?
At some point.
Anybody else excited about anything else in life?
Well, Zoe has to go and do it too. Has to go to Disney.
I was thinking about doing that as like my little celebration after my 2 weeks of training for the new job. Like,
right.
Little like Galaxy's Edge.
Immediate
adventure.
Paycheck gone.
Well.
Yeah, I sort of thought the same thing, and I don't want to say this on a podcast because I'm afraid other people are going to do it, but I already got mine, so I think I can say it. I think they finally put the rest of some of the stuff from the Star Cruiser up on the Disney store. And they finally got the large lightsaber trainer tunic in stock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pulled the trigger and hopefully this one fits.
You mean
because
I pulled the trigger.
Well, I pulled the trigger of you pulling the trigger because you had the leftover gift card.
I was the one that went. I was the kaboom after
you were
the
crosshair. The
yes.
Or you were the Sabine with your little button on the thing. Like, forget the explosion, look at the color.
Yes.
You know. And that way you could like get that gift card used. But I still have the extra small that I ordered from when they were only carrying extra small, being like, I'm not that big. Maybe I could fit into this. But I try to put it on, and like, I can't even get my arms in the arm thing.
I can't put my arms anywhere.
There was an SNL skit that you guys probably don't know about it, but it was Chris Farley, and he used to like go like, he used to put on these things and go like, fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, I do know that one.
That's how I feel whenever I
my boss would like refer that to that all the time.
Anyway, Bad Batch.
So I'm happy I'm a graduate.
Right. Well, you're almost there. The next time you're on an episode, you should be like, man, work was tough today, man. The Bad Batch.
The Flash Strike. Batches.
Okay, so like, we're into it. Spoilers from here on out. I'm not even going to non-spoiler this section.
How do you guys feel about Rampart?
I hate him.
But I like that he has to do everything they do.
Well, also, he's still him, no matter what, which is just hilarious, because now he's in these situations that he doesn't need to be in, and the best one was this episode.
Yes.
Where he's like, or whatever. Like, that was fantastic.
That was pretty good.
I love seeing him just get, like, dragged around and just, like, bullied. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's, like, the best. It's totally what he deserves. And is also, like, at one point, your mom, my wife is like, he was better off back where he was. Like, in prison, he was fine. Now he's, like, all over the place. Did he end up caught?
Yeah.
Or did they save him again? No, he ended up caught, right?
No, he ended up caught.
So he's, okay, so they got him right now.
Poor guy.
We'll see.
I don't feel bad.
I don't know if he might not be anywhere. He might be better off.
I don't know, but I like that he's just like Crosshair, you know, like the Empire turned on him too. Like, I really like that. I like that Crosshair.
I mean, in that sense, yes, but he's not like Crosshair who learned the lesson of that.
Well, he got thrown in jail. He couldn't.
Yeah, but he still wants to go back to being that. He's not a better person. He didn't learn that these people are horrible and he should not be any part of them like Crosshair did. Mm-hmm. He just learned, like, well, that sucks.
Yeah,
I miss my life as an awesome vice admiral.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in the next episode, but if, like, Hemlock or anyone's like, hey, we'll give you your job back if you, like, help us out with catching the Bad Batch, he would be back in an instant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What intel can you give us? They were upside down on the bottom of your ship. And then I almost died. And then I almost died 17 more times. Yeah. And then I was on the floor and your guys got me.
The only thing I'm worried he could tell them is that Echo was on the ship.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know that Echo was. It's not with them. Right,
they're still like locking down the base and going out.
Yeah,
they don't know that they've infiltrated. They've almost infiltrated, but then they would just know.
They don't know. There's a man on the inside!
Yeah, that'll be Rampart's test next week. Yeah.
The call is coming from inside the house!
Is it going to be a regular 30 minutes episode or an hour?
I mean, I don't know. The first episode was like really long. The first episode was like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't really tell us the timing. They just tell us the episodes. So I always kind of thought that the last episode would be, I was like, oh, maybe it'll be extra long. But this episode felt like the beginning of a double episode. So it might be the usual way they do it, where they break it up into two episodes. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I hope it's longer. They'll feel more satisfied if they can get all of their content in.
I'm looking at the episodes right now, and the first one was only 33 minutes. So it was a little bit longer, but not like...
I thought you meant the one for the whole show. The one for the whole show was really long.
Like the original episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 1 hour 15 minutes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, maybe they'll close with an hour.
Is that Axel?
I thought that was you.
No. Okay.
No, Axel is nowhere near the mic. Axel is already bored with the podcast.
Oh.
We're talking about Bad Batch right now, dude. We're
talking about Bad Batch time links. I don't want that, man. I want that.
I don't care about the time links. It's as long as it needs to be. What do you care about, Axel?
I care about...
What did you care about this episode in particular? You're far away from the mic. Nobody can hear a word you're saying.
In particular?
Yes. Downward dog. Downward dog to the mic.
Oh, yeah. I cared about Rampart.
Okay, So you like Rampart?
Oh, no, I don't like him.
Okay.
But.
I guess finish your thoughts.
I don't know. It's just funny.
Yeah, stop.
No, yeah. Rampart is hilarious.
Yes, he's funny.
Yes. We all agree that Rampart at this point is pure comedy.
Like, but we're like laughing at him. He's not funny.
No, no, no. Yeah. Rampart, I suppose, let me explain. Rampart in these situations is funny.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And is a welcome, I think, lots of welcome moments of levity for this situation that we're in. Because otherwise, I don't think we would be able to take a breath.
Yeah.
Like, we're dealing with Omega being in there like, it's on. And then we're dealing with Echo and like infiltrating. And then the guys are like falling from the skies and everything is so stressful. And then you can laugh because Rampart like tripped and fell on his face.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a good spot to have that. So I think let's move over to Omega, which for me
belongs on Tantus.
Did you say Omega belongs on Tantus?
Yeah.
What?
Meaning what?
To help the Empire, you know?
Why?
All hail the Empire.
Why?
I don't know. I just like to make you mad.
Get out of here. Nonsense. Last I heard, this was a free galaxy. So Omega, I loved every single, like, as soon as the stuff starts and they're like, we're locking down the facility, da 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 da, go, you know, and Emery's like, you know, check on the children, and they're like, your care of the subjects is unwarranted, or whatever the jerk face scientist says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of myself for doing a non-gendered insult. So everybody clap.
Non-gendered insult.
Everybody can be a jerk face.
True.
Were you about to call yourself?
Everybody
enough.
Clap. Look at me learning.
Bro.
Look at me growing and changing.
Last.
Look at me.
In my America.
Last time at life, in my last I heard, it was America. I was allowed to be an ally.
Not my emperor.
Okay. So, so Omega, like, the kids are like, what's happening? What's happening? And Omega's like, it's my brothers. They've come for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like everything in this last final, like if the entire show only culminates in Omega being this badass, I will be happy and satisfied. If she dies in the like resulting escape attempt, I will still be satisfied that she took control and did all of these things and grew as a person.
What if she dies like Tech?
I will be sad. But like all of these moments that I'm getting right now or Omega are like worth the price of this entire Bad Batch series. So like, let's just come with me, everybody. We're all going to jump in a little time warp and go way back to, let me count backwards, 2021. When they were like, we're going to have a Bad Batch show. And I was like, okay, those guys are all right. Yeah, sounds cool. Okay. But now, like, we've had 3 years of the Bad Batch-ish, and I'm looking at Omega and the person that she's become, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And she's like, cover me. And then she, like, goes in the wall for a while, and then they're like,
counting on you.
And then she, like, comes back, and she's like, I was here the whole time. Like, all of that is amazing.
Yeah, but she finds the monster, the big boy, giant guy.
Stop.
Giant man.
Yes,
Lizzie,
the Zillow
stop.
Beast is there. And like, it's another reminder that the Zillow Beast is there. And I'm still not above hoping that just freeing the Zillow Beast can create damage to make them escape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if she just breaks the laser that makes the Zillow Beast tired, like, the Zillow Beast will bust out and they can easily escape if they survive.
I like the doctor.
Which one?
The one that has like a really soft voice.
Are you talking about Dr. Hemlock?
Yeah.
He talks like this the entire time.
Yeah.
And also he's like, I'm immune to poison. That hasn't come back yet. And I'm waiting for it to come back and be important in a sudden stressful situation.
Well, I'm guessing that, well, he might just do it again. He might just be like, okay.
See, here's the problem. I've played too many Final Fantasy games. And like, when the scientist that experiments on themselves, there's a phase two to that boss fight. Usually. Because I'm like, oh, they can just kill Hemlock easily. But now I'm like, Oh, like then his mutant arm grows out or something and he turns into a dragon.
I mean, but maybe I just play too many Final Fantasy. So,
yeah, he does do his little hand. What if Crosshair's hand fights his hand?
Arm wrestle.
I was going to say they just arm wrestle. They're like, if I win, Omega leaves.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. You guys make an excellent point. Right, the finale to Over the Top. I got it.
I do wonder if his glove will come off and it'll be like Moira in Overwatch 2 with like, it's all like purple and like decaying or whatever.
Yeah, I would imagine she pulls it. Like he Sonic pulls information. Eggman, like, oh my god, inspiration from Moira.
A robot.
Oh, we all got hand references? Oh, you mean like Gendo Ikari when he puts the like the final atom in his hand. All right, like now we all got our hand references in.
No, it's like Thanos when he puts the power stone in his hand and he punches.
No, he puts Marvel stuff on his hand. Oh no, I guess you're right. That did happen. Mm-hmm. All right. No. All right, touche. Okay, we all good with hand references?
Okay, we can all agree Wakanda Forever was like the best movie after Endgame.
Right, right, right. Take that to the Sith list. Get that talk out of here. Wakanda! What did they say? We were just dancing with the Dora Milaje.
Okoye, yeah.
Okoye and the Dora Milaje. I can't remember what they were saying, but it was like, it was cute. It was Wakanda awesome. Forever! And then we were like dancing. Yeah, we also saw Doctor Strange. We'll save this for another podcast.
He was so dry.
I mean, that's how he is anyway. Anyway, let's see. So we got Omega. We covered the brilliant and beautiful in this situation. Dr. Rampart.
Doctor.
I said Dr. Rampart.
Who's Rampart?
He was a captain Admiral in that Rampart episode. Ha, 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 ha. Who's a vice admiral? Hemlock doesn't seem too worried, but also it's hard to get a read on that guy.
Yeah.
The Bad Batch is doing their thing. They're infiltrating. They end up fighting that like super awesome like Jaguar Aztec god like creature.
Yeah, that was weird.
That comes in. So that was kind of crazy. And then I was like, at that point, I realized it before, but that was the point where I was like, yeah, this is where you need Batcher. To rally the Batchers people.
Batchers.
Although I don't know if you guys saw that in the trivia gallery thing they just posted like today for the episode, when that bear thing hits Wrecker, his skin gets exposed. Like there's a line of skin from the claw mark on his
his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. I was like, oh dude, he's like battle damn. But at first he hit the tree and he went down. And I was like, he's been knocked out for 3 episodes this season. Why do they keep knocking him out?
Like, they have to.
What is happening?
He's too big of a threat.
He's too powerful, dude. Yeah. He's like a Zillow beast. You have to keep him neutralized.
He's got to get checked for a concussion or something, man. Because he just...
Yeah, that dude has taken some hits, dude. His retirement is going to look worse than a football player. Yeah. Football is life! Okay, so...
Can we take a vote?
Depends on what. I don't know if this podcast is a democracy.
Would you guys read a book about
a
lost city of the Jedi that is like thousands of feet below the surface of Yavin 4?
I will abstain from this vote. You talk to them.
It's literally... Oh, hi, Echo.
Does that sound interesting to you guys?
It's literally like a whole world beneath the surface of Yavin. Mm-hmm. Beneath all the...
I would read it.
There you go.
Well, guess what?
Where are we going with this paid advertisement?
Prince novel number 2, Lost City of the Jedi, with Prince Ken.
It's like, I don't want to like, because Star Wars names are always silly. But then the character in this book, they're like, what's his name? He's Ken.
But he's just Ken.
Yeah, he's just Ken. That's true.
Why can't he just
It
be
has
just
a different
Ken?
Connotation now. I Why might reread that. Well, I'm going to reread those books because... That's what my life is now.
Did I push you into a podcast you regret doing?
I don't no regrets, homie. RAGRETS.
We'll see if you feel that way after you reread those books.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I guess you'll have to keep listening to the Rogue Rebels podcast to hear what happens.
All right, Bad Batch.
Okay. So.
Axel says like he's not the one talking about other things.
So we got there's a lot happening. We got Echo and his infiltration, and ultimately he sort of like he beats up, he kills the droid and takes his hand at one point, and I was like, oh, that's pretty sick. And then they also did a good job if he's walking around as a stormtrooper and he's like balancing the gun on his hand, like in the way that looks like he's holding it, but he can't really hold it.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. I was kind of watching that the whole time. I liked
seeing him take it off, put it back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
I love seeing him talk to Maria.
Emery.
Same thing.
Who's Maria? Maria, Maria, you remind me of the West Side Story. No, okay.
No, you're thinking of Book of Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Safari movie. That's Cassian Andor in it.
That's fair. Right. That's canon adjacent.
Who's that?
No, adjacent is a word. Nope.
Who's adjacent?
Adjacent.
Who's that?
Nobody.
What is that?
Adjacent means like right next to.
No, that's adjective.
Nope. That's not what that is.
You gotta pay more attention to school, bro.
Right, I think that's where... That's what one of us should do. Echo and Emery.
Okay. Echo.
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 He's very confused.
Is there an echo in here?
He's very confused.
There is an echo in here. Squeeze him and he'll make noises.
Which echo?
Anyway, Echo and Emery. So this is where it ends, right? Like, she kind of catches him because she's like...
Is she going to turn him in or is she going to like...
Well, I mean, that's kind of where we're left at, right? It ends and she's like... Because she's like, what does she say? She's like, you're Echo, aren't you? And he kind of turns around and she's like, Omega talked about you guys. And she's like...
He's so mad at her.
He's like, you're Emery.
Yeah, I would be mad too.
Omega talked about you too. You know? And I think they're going to help.
Yeah, I think so that was my favorite scene in the episode.
Yeah, now we have two people on the inside.
Wait, so who cloned Emery? The Empire or the Kaminoans?
The Kaminoans, because she's older than the Empire.
Yeah, but how?
If she's Omega's sister, then presumably she's from the same... She's basically like... I think she's like Omega, but with the aging accelerant, like the Bad Batch. Or like the clones.
Okay.
Okay. That's my theory so far. Nothing else makes sense. Unless she's just like... Unless every clone in Kamino... Is every other clone on Kamino's brother and sister or sibling? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you were cloned from something else, you're like, hey, we're clones, so we're brothers.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Except I don't know if that's how it works. Well, Boba for sure doesn't think that's how it works.
I love that he doesn't consider himself.
He does not care about that at all.
I love
that. We were talking about this before because we were like, oh, like, you know, especially earlier in the season, it was very much like, do you think it would be cool if, like, Boba showed up in the episodes and they met Omega? No. And I was like, I don't think Boba would think that's cool.
Boba doesn't.
Yeah.
But, like, if Boba and Omega met after Book of Boba Fett, that might be cool.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, I think Boba would be more open to...
Is Omega even alive?
I don't know. Die? We got one more episode to find out, buddy. I think Boba's at a different point in his life where that possibility might be more acceptable. That's another podcast.
With Boba and Asajj. Are they friends? Are they cool?
No, they are not friends.
But he helps her, right?
Yes, but he does a job.
Okay.
Does that help?
I don't know, because like, I keep thinking about these weird...
I'm just going to pass you the book.
Between like characters where it's like a Fennec and Boba. They talk about Asajj. It's like, oh yeah, she choked me once.
Right, and put me in a box.
Yeah.
For a while. I don't like that. Anyway. I don't know. This was a great episode, but it also felt like the first half of a finale. So that's why I kind of feel like...
I thought you were about to wrap up the podcast.
Oh, I am kind of. Like, what else? Do you guys have more?
That was a short podcast.
It was a short episode.
Yeah, it's a short episode.
Yeah, it was a short episode trying to, like...
If we got more to talk about, I'm here. As long as it pertains to this episode.
You want
to
come and be
with space whales? That's another episode.
I was worried about Omega when she was climbing through all those things. I had no idea that there was going to be things flying in there. I should have known, but I guess I was just like, oh, maybe it's just for that place specifically. It was not. And I was worried she was going to get
every hit. Time one went by, Lizzie's like, oh. Every single time. I really liked it. So funny.
And I also loved that she was like following it. Like that's, yeah. That's because she knows where it ends because it ends at the lab, right? And once she gets to the lab, then she knows where she is, presumably.
How is she so smart? She's like Boba Fett.
She pays attention. If you notice from the very first episode she's introduced, in the very first episode of The Bad Batch, like, she talks to them and she's like, you guys are cool because you're freaks.
Do you think?
And then, like, they're in prison and she starts, like, mimicking Hunter. And then, like, in the other episodes when she's hanging out with Crosshair, she gets a little toothpick. Like, she pays attention to people. She learns from them and she, like, applies that knowledge. She learns to meditate from Gunji. She learns how to do all their skills. She learns the tech turn. She memorizes all of their plans. Like, she's really good at learning and applying that knowledge and doing it in a way that, like, she, like, adapts really, really well. And I think that's her strength. And I think that's why she is an unstoppable force.
Do you think if she was raised and trained like Boba...
You're so far away from the mic.
If you think she was raised and trained like Boba, do you think she would be better than him?
I kind of think Boba does the same thing also. Boba also pays attention and learns really well. Mm-hmm. But, like, we mostly see Boba when he's older and he already knows everything.
Yeah.
But, like, Boba learned from Aurra Sing. Boba learned from Bosk. Boba learned from Jango. Boba learned from...
Cad Bane?
Cad Bane.
The Tuskens?
Boba learned from the Tuskens. So Boba's also really good at that. And he has a hunger for it. You could see when the Tuskens, he, like, is like, no, I'm not done. Again. Let's do it again. Like, when they're telling him that he's not good enough. He practices and practices and practices until he is good enough.
But how is he not good enough? He, like, he's trained in martial arts. He's like...
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, dude, have you seen that one Boba Fett comic where he whacks fools with, like, a halberd?
Yeah, that's not the same thing. Martial arts are all different.
It's the same fun, but you have the same fundamentals.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, still, there's more to learn. There's more than just fundamentals. Basics are easy. Everything you can, if you give me a sword or give me a bow staff or give me like a Chinese broadsword or give me a short sword or give me a European broadsword, I can kind of do the same thing with everything. Mm-hmm. But as far as like advanced techniques, that's a lot deeper.
That's true.
You know, and him learning to use that stick as more than just another thing to hit people with is a lot more different than like the way he is with his Mandalorian armor. His armor is like a second nature to him, but the stick, not so much. I kicked Echo.
Yo, they should make like a really cool show about Boba Fett or something.
They did. They should make more of it.
We should do a podcast about that.
We did. You can check it out. We have a playlist on Spotify where you can check out all our Book of Boba Fett episodes, all wrapped up in a single little thing.
When do you think, because they keep referencing that the duel between Cad and Boba, like we saw it in Book of Boba, we saw it in Bad Batch when he takes his hat off and he has the thing on his head. So obviously it happened, you know.
Right, there's a story to be told. I don't know when and where they're going to give it to us.
Tales of the Mandalorian, Sabine Wren and Boba Fett.
No, Tales of the Bounty Hunter.
Or Tales of the Bounty Hunters. Yeah.
Sabine is also a bounty hunter, so you know, could work too.
Oh, it's her and Ketsuonyo.
She was.
Yeah, she was for like 6 months apparently, or whatever. Like, she literally left school and had 17 jobs and joined the Rebels all before she was 16. After she created, like, a weapon that...
Yeah, that's what Luke did. That's what Luke did.
No, Luke was, like, 19.
Okay.
He also didn't create weapons for the Empire or really do anything. Yeah, that's true. He didn't before do anything.
He flew his ship before once and got one really good shot. He could have made milk for them. Then he became... No, commander. He didn't become a general yet. He became a commander.
How come Luke just ditches the Rebel Alliance?
Because he's doing Jedi things.
Oof. Poor guy.
He sort of like, he goes Jedi as his, you know, primary job.
It's a sad life.
I don't know.
It's a lonely life.
Not if he finds other Jedi.
Well, he might find Ezra.
Yeah, but then again, after Order 66, yeah, maybe being a Jedi is a lonely life.
Do you think him and Ezra would get along?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, I think they'd be friends.
I thought they would like try to kill each other for a second.
Why? What about either one of them?
Because Ezra has a lightsaber. Yeah.
Well, why does that mean he would try to kill people? Ezra has always had a lightsaber. He usually doesn't try to kill people. Really? Ezra has a lightsaber. He's friends with Ken. He's friends with Hondo.
He tried to kill Ken.
Who's Ken?
Prince Ken.
That's not canon.
But he's still like.
Like what?
What's happening?
He still pulled a gun on him, you know? He's like, hey, who are you? Why are you on Yavin? Like, mm-hmm. What do you know about this base? Huh? Like.
Yeah, I don't think that's canon, and I don't see that as the person that Luke is, generally.
Luke is like a little.
Yeah.
He helped
a member of Inferno
Squad.
There is
a darkness to Luke, you know?
Not really.
Yes, he tried to kill his own nephew.
He didn't, though.
Yes, he did. But the thought went into it, and he like.
Yeah, he thought about it. That's like me making a fist and then being like,
yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, like he's tested by the darkness all the time.
Well, that's just life.
And I wish they showed that more about him.
Yeah.
You know?
I always get mad
tested,
that I have to wash dishes.
He's tested by it.
And
he
I still do
consistently. He consistently stays on the light side. Like, that's the thing that doesn't make the dark side.
Defeating
choices,
the
even
darkness.
When he is tested.
Like, the dark side is not a thing that you conquer once. It's a thing that you always, like, live with. Like Yoda said this once. He's like, it's not like you, like, turn away from the dark side once and you're good. No, your whole life, there are going to be temptations and there's going to be anger and there's going to be emotions and these things and these attachments. And, like, so you always kind of have to, like, find that space. And generally, Luke does. One time he got mad and cut his father's hand off, though. But then he was like, nah, you know what? I'm good. And he threw down the lightsaber.
And then he killed Ochi Obestun.
You're so far away from the microphone. If you're going to talk into the mic.
And then he killed Ochi Obestun and
no,
he burned
didn't.
His eyes off.
He did not.
Wait, no, that was Vader. Vader burned.
That wasn't Vader either. Ochi Obestun died on Pasaana because he fell into quicksand.
That.
It got eaten by a snake
but
or something.
I know the comic where Vader is like choking him
but
and
Ochi
his eyes
didn't
are burning.
Die. And no, that's not true.
That's true. I
well,
saw
I mean, yeah, Vader
I saw it with
Ochi
my own
many
eyes.
Many times, I think.
I
but,
saw it.
Ochi's eyes were burned out by like Force crystals on Exegol.
But Vader's still like, hey.
That had nothing to do with Vader.
Vader
was just
Vader
there.
Was choking him while he was happening.
Vader always chokes him. Vader always chokes everybody. But he didn't kill him.
Dr. Afro's a good guy.
Okay. Are you just calling out every random comic panel you've seen?
Yeah.
Okay.
She saved Luke.
Valance Nation, where you at?
Valance is pretty good.
I really liked in the Bad Batch that I like that Echo was kind of calling Emery out. Like, it wasn't just, he wasn't just kind of asking her to help, but he was kind of calling her out for it. And being like, well, you know, and it's like, she's like, I'm just doing my job. And he's like, yeah. So, like, you know, I don't know. That was a really good scene, and I can't wait to see the follow-up on it next episode.
I was so mad when it was happening, though, because it felt like, I was like, oh, no, it's going to end right here. How dare you, Star Wars?
Yeah.
How dare you, Jennifer Corbett and Brad Rao? How dare you?
I thought it was Bryce Dallas.
Nope.
Wait, so what did she direct, then?
Not this.
What did...
some episodes of The Mandalorian, and... One episode of the
Book
of
Boba
Fett.
Fett. Yeah.
Is it the really good episode of Book of Boba Fett?
It is lots of really good episodes.
Is it episode 6?
I think it's episode 5?
It's the one with Paz Vizsla in Book of Boba Fett. Oh,
yeah, okay. It's the Return of the Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker I do care about.
Okay, good for you. Okay. Don't worry, I got a pile of comics for you.
Don't worry, I'm reading them.
Good. Enjoy your Jedi Prince books. Well, next week is the finale. And then May 4th, it's going to be a busy one, guys.
Are you going for the 9 movie marathon?
I would love to watch 9 movies at home in the comfort of my home with whatever snacks I choose.
That was my thought process as well.
Every child who has a Star Wars father or a Star Wars like parents... we all need to like be informed, like all of us, you, me, Lizzie, like how grateful we are that we're not born on May the 4th, because if we were, our parents would forget we existed.
Right.
We would not be celebrating our birthdays on May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Or you would be selling your birthday with a 9 movie marathon at the AMC theater in your local neighborhood.
We got Tales of the Empire on May 4th. We got to see Phantom Menace for the Acolyte. I'm definitely going to see at least Phantom Menace for the Acolyte preview.
I kind of want to go see it at the El Cap.
Why do people hate the Empire? I don't get that.
Because they have, like, they're going to have some of the, like, Lucasfilm archives over there, too.
I didn't even realize it was going to be at the El Cap. Now I have to look
at it. Yeah, I want
to
go see it at El Cap because I want to go see you know, that's where we go and see when we feel like going and see. Did we go see Rogue? What did we go see there, guys? What was the last one we saw? Was it Rogue One?
No, we.
I saw Rogue One there.
It was Rogue One.
Yeah.
When they released it for Andor.
Yeah, yeah, but that was a red carpet. That wasn't like we bought a ticket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, we can buy a ticket to Episode One, go up to the El Cap, see it, and then they also have like, you know how they have downstairs like little stuff and cool outfits and things like that, you know. So, I think I do.
Did you ever see? Did you see when they released Indiana Jones at the Chinese theater? Did you get to see that?
I did.
That was awesome.
I thought you loved Indiana Jones.
I do like Indiana Jones, but again, it's another movie that I watch at home. We went to go see the new one when it came out. I did take you guys to see that.
Did you hate it?
Oh no, Lizzie, did you see the new one? Did you come with
the
us?
The new one where he has like a kid or something.
The new one that just came out.
Then no.
Okay. It's on Disney Plus.
I like that one.
That's not bad.
Logan is pretty good.
Which one?
Logan.
Right. All right. Well, I guess we're done talking about Bad Batch. Anybody else? I mean, we're all looking forward to the finale, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be the end of the Bad Batch for all of us. And I don't know what they're going to keep doing with, like what the future of these characters are. But, you know, I do hope some of them pop up in other things. I love when that happens.
Echo, are you okay?
So, yeah. I guess we'll just have to see. All right. Star Wars Geek Girls. Why don't you tell everybody where people can find you on the interwebs?
The website is StarWarsGeekGirl.com, on Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl, and then we're on Facebook as Star Wars Geek Girl, and you can listen to our podcast wherever you're listening to the Rogue Rebels.
And I don't have nothing.
Hey, you can check us out at TheRogueRebels.com. We are on all socials at The Rogue Rebels, except Twitter, which is Rogue Rebels Fam. So keep posted, keep checking things out. I might even show off that omnibus because I got a new one. All right. Good times, good episodes, and we'll see you all for the finale next week on the Rogue Rebels podcast. That is a podcast. That is a
podcast.